The novel Winter in the Blood was published in 1974. Set in Montana, the book was written by a Native American author, James Welch, and it's a story about a Native American man struggling with identity. Which brings us to another story of identity. Two men, twins Alex and Andrew Smith, have adapted Winter in the Blood to a new film. Alex and Andrew are white, which led some, including them, to wonder if they were the right team to tackle this critically acclaimed story of Native American life. Howie Mofshevitz of member station KUNC has more.
Alex and Andrew Smith grew up in rural Montana. Their mother helped found the Sundance Institute, and their father taught literature at the University of Montana. Author James Welch was a close friend of the family. The Smith twins knew him as Jim. Still, they had reservations about adapting Winter in the Blood to the screen, says Alex.
The first question we asked when we thought about adapting this novel was, is it okay for us to do this? And in fact, we asked our friend Sherman Alexie, who's sort of one of the preeminent Native American authors out there and was hugely inspired by James Welch and by this novel. And he said, not only do I think you guys are perfect for it, I think you're the only people who should do it because you knew Jim and because you grew up in this landscape. And he said, I'll help you.
Alexie signed on as associate producer. And from the first moments, it's clear the movie will not be a typical Western. It opens with a few seconds of classic big sky landscape, but then moves to the lead character Virgil Firstrays waking up hungover in a ditch.
Coming home is not easy anymore. It never was a cinch, but it'd become a torture.
The character struggles with who he is and where he belongs. Alex Smith says the brothers always knew that as non-Indians, they had to tread carefully on Native American material. His brother Andrew adds that they relied on their mostly Native American actors to keep them honest.
We felt of ourselves as being a conduit between Jim and the performers, and we cast 80% or over Native American, and we cast very specifically to be faithful and to be accurate to the book and to the experience. And we were so fortunate to find, and it was the first person we wanted, was Chas K. Spencer to play the lead. He grew up in Poplar, Montana, and in the panhandle of Idaho. So he's a local guy who knew that terrain. And we just handed it over to him. You know, he could bring so much more personal experience into it.
Spencer, who's probably best known as werewolf leader Sam Yulee in the Twilight Saga, plays Virgil Firstrays. Spencer's Lakota Sioux and grew up on reservations.
A lot of the cast, the native cast, we were able to bring that into the production. And also, you know, they're really cool directors. They're really good guys. So they were very open about suggestions and stuff to how would this scene happen for that particular tribe.
But he defers to Cynthia Kipp when it comes to authenticity. She's a Blackfeet elder who plays Virgil's grandmother.
She spoke her native tongue and also sang some very, very moving songs. And I think that she brought a balance to the film, a very gentle soul.
Winter in the Blood adds an important dimension to Native American characters on screen, says Patricia Limerick, an historian and director of the Center of the American West at the University of Colorado Boulder. She points to the old blind man in the film, who says several times that people have thought he was dead.
That is a very intense and aimed commentary on the notion that the American people expect the film to go the way that films go, which is, well, they were quite noble and now they're gone. They're still there. They're haunted. They're troubled. They're not a world apart from anguished white people, of which we have seen many, many movies with anguished white people. And if we didn't have anguished white people, we wouldn't go see movies about them because the anguish is really what makes audiences' feelings come into play. So in some ways, it's just that the complexity of human character finally got extended to Indian people.
And that humanity is what Alex and Andrew Smith see as the heart of their film and the original novel. James Welch, who died in 2003, put it this way to NPR in 1990.
I always felt that if I could just get people to read my books, I think they could get a better understanding of who Indian people are, what kind of problems do they have, what are their triumphs, you know, and failures, and maybe become more compassionate towards Indian people.
And Welch's voice stayed with Alex and Andrew Smith as they made the film, says Alex.
His presence, his absence, the combination were with us the whole time. Knowing how sort of Jim's sense of humor and his sense of justice and sense of understanding the landscape and how people in the West behave, we're sort of in our echo chamber. I mean, whenever we were working this project, we were often saying, what would Jim say? What would Jim do? What would Jim think about this?
Andrew remembers that Welch didn't want any film to become too Indian or cliched.
He didn't want any, as he's put it, I think, feathers or drums.
I think it was feather or leather.
Feathers or leather, yeah.
So the Smith twins left them out. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshkowitz.